Big news. Page 51, People Magazine. Drum roll, please. Don't need it. Sharon Stone's engagement is off. It's dead, kaput. Translation, she is available.
Who really gives a shit?
Well, I need a grand high exalted pussy master here, Mike.
Oh, Hank, I'm in the room, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you knew. Now, if I am not mistaken, Miss Stone is on our little show tonight. Is that right? I just love her. I mean, if I wasn't a married man,
I guess she's not getting any pussy at home.
I'm getting some pussy at home.
Gentlemen, excuse me, but how would you guys like it if I stood around here and talked about pussy, huh? How would you like that? Pussy, I'm gonna go get me some pussy. How would you like that?
Well, when you say it that way, it takes the shine off it.
This one early. This is not going to be pretty, man. I feel rusty as F. How about you?
Same old same.
Yeah, it's nothing to you. I get it. It's nothing to you. But to me, I feel just horrid right now, man. We missed last week. We're going to miss next week.
Why? Because of... Oh, yeah. Vegas.
Because of Vegas. We're going to Vegas.
Then miss the following week? Or
No. I'm just saying out of 3 weeks, we'll have missed two.
Yeah, but is it even open on Memorial Day?
Ooh, good call.
Yeah.
You think we would have been out anyhow?
Possibly.
I will have to check at the front desk. I won't feel nearly so bad if that's the case.
Wouldn't that make you feel worse? I don't get it.
No, if we would have missed Saturday anyhow, then I won't give an S that we're missing it.
Oh, I got you.
Why? I won't even get to your weird circular logic you're applying to that. I don't want an insight into that brain.
Wait, you're just saying you feel bad because you look like a slacker to the station?
No, at the station, the people that listen to the show, though.
Ah, I gotcha. So you're saying circumstances beyond your control are okay.
That's fine. Like, if the station snowed in and right. I miss a show, who cares? Then I couldn't have done anything. To be like, I'm going to Vegas, and hopefully a chick from the Spearmint Rhino will blow me by the dumpster out back for $50, that's not the same.
I gotcha.
All right. All right. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Howdy.
No, Kate. I don't know what Kate's doing.
Atomic C.
Atomic C was certainly free enough to be dicking off on Twitter to her heart's content earlier today. So I don't really know what she's up to. It might have been something simple. She told me, obviously. What the? I don't retain a goddamn thing.
What about Ronnie J?
Oh, Veronica?
Yeah.
I tried her. She's chilling with the latest boyfriend that will last forever. They're doing watching TV on the couch or some crap. Some sort of nice little bonding.
Gotcha.
Yeah, lovely. Let me bring down Lemmy. I can't concentrate with that goodness in my ears. Just too goddamn much. Alright, now it's back up. Pod's empty. Lemmy's over. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard at fcac.org/WEBR. We're supposed to call it Radio Fairfax, but it's that URL and nothing more to me.
What, they just changed it?
Yeah, it's now, that's the new branding. It's Radio Fairfax. Instead of admitting that it's a goddamn public access station, we call it Radio Fairfax.
Which means that isn't on the radio.
Yeah, that isn't on the radio. Used to be. Don't know how we lost that. Years ago, we were an actual air signal as well.
Who knows? It wasn't even that long ago, was it?
No, it was like 95. It was an air signal.
Oh.
It's been a long time.
Gotcha.
And I'm old, so 95 doesn't really feel like a long time to me, but I realize it is. Well, we've been out for a week, and this is why I hate being out. I get rusty, and we miss talking about... I was about to drop an S-bomb, caught myself. We miss getting to talk about current event-ish.
Well, I mean, that happens anyway just because it's once a week. So if something happens on Monday, it's already been dissected a million times by the... Anderson Coopers of the world.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough, like you said, that we're boned by being once a week, but every 2 weeks?
Yeah, people like already don't even care about Bin Laden.
Yeah, which we have to talk about.
We don't have to, considering I know nothing about it. But
we know enough. We've learned from listening to Opie and Anthony. And
my only source of news.
Yeah. We're
Patrice O'Neill.
Don't feel bad, man. I think a lot
third-hand source of news.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do the same, but with Daily Show or Colbert.
That's true.
I doubt
it. Especially, like, people our age.
Yeah.
That's, like, Jon Stewart actually is their primary news source.
I don't think a lot of us, yeah, in terms of TV especially, no one's putting on the goddamn evening news. What are you, 60?
It's just, I can't stand to watch it in the gym. It's pathetic.
It's horrible. It's un-effing watchable.
Although they do have some piece of A's now. I mean, like,
well, yeah,
they made it mandatory that's like you have to be hot.
Well, Fox especially, because Rupert Murdoch just cuts to the ish. Much as I don't care, you know, for them politically, Fox, it's like they're this close from like ending every broadcast with a bukkake.
They don't have Fox on in my gym. It's not Olympus.
Oh,
it's
really?
CNN though.
Oh,
that's still some pretty decent twaddle on there.
Well, it's an arms race. It's a puzzy race. You can't have, I mean, really, do you really think CNN already, by going centrist, is getting butchered by the other two networks? Do you really think CNN can afford to not put some huge-ass tease?
What are the other two, Fox and MSNBC?
MSN, yeah. And I guess MSN's openly liberal and Fox is openly conservative, although they both then, I guess Fox is a little more, we're fair and balanced. I think MSN is pretty much like, yeah, we're leftists. If you want that, enjoy it.
That's smart. I mean, obviously, the country's split down the middle, so if you get half the demographic...
More or less. People are dumb. That's really what I learned more than anything from the Osama bin Laden dealy. I mean, Obama's gone up, what, 15 points in terms of popularity?
I thought it was like 3. No. I thought it wasn't a lot.
Oh, really? I thought it was a hot mess. God, it'd probably help if we watched the news.
Or research this before talking about
it. I had heard about a 10-point spike. Okay. Somewhere along, and I mean, I expected that, but come the F on. They're acting like
he's solely responsible.
They are acting like Osama bin Laden broke into the White House and Obama like drew a pistol on him and shot him like a home intruder.
Or just somehow like single-handedly worked into the compound a la Rambo.
Yeah.
Like just holding onto a chopper with one hand.
No,
like
just the guys ran in there. Yeah, in like full space marine body armor and took a chainsword to bin Laden and decapitated him.
No, I mean, again, I don't know what to believe, but when I heard some of the conspiracy theories and we talked about
We will get to that in a second. Because for me, I think the weirdness of it started almost immediately just in how fractured the reactions were. I thought it would kind of be like a unified thing. I was like most people for the first few days where I thought I'd be a little too cool for it. I'm a little too removed. Didn't exactly lose anyone in 9/11, but I got a massive freedom boner when he was killed.
Really?
I really
did not give an ish.
I kind of expected to have your reaction to it. But
who cares?
You care a little bit because for one day you're on the winning team. You killed someone. There's no more victory than that. None more victory.
But it's like, what was that movie called about the Olympics?
Munich?
Munich, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they say, I mean, it's just, I'm trying to think of a good analogy, but it's like whack-a-mole, I guess.
All right,
you got
one,
10 more pop up in 2 seconds.
There's nothing. Yeah, I mean, really, I don't consider this the sexiest of victories.
And then the other guy's rationale.
Something, goddammit. It was something.
And the other guy's rationale, I remember, was like, you know, why then clip your fingernails? They're just going to grow back.
Yes.
If, you know, so.
Why wipe your ass? Just got to do it again tomorrow.
We can get into that later.
Yeah. Oh, I hope not. That's just one you have to embrace.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's two ways to look at it. I mean, in the end, it's all so childish. Like, this is just grown-ups playing, like, playground games. I mean, obviously, lives are being lost, but it's just...
What do you mean, in terms of the reaction across
party lines?
War
in general. Like, it's so funny. Like, no matter how civilized we think we are or how sophisticated...
We're not.
It's nothing more than an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Like,
there's no... I wouldn't call this justice in any sense of the word. I mean, we gunned down a dude who was apparently unarmed. And
yeah, like,
I think that's one of the more interesting things that's come down the line as the weeks have passed. At first, it was like he was resisting, and everyone's kind of like imagining him like reaching for an AK as we shoot him. And then it's like he wasn't armed.
I have my theories on that. And now it's like based in nothing. But...
he was in his goddamn underwear.
Yeah, I mean,
was he seriously like dropping a deuce, and we just clipped him on the toilet? It's gonna come to that.
I mean, do you want to get into that now?
Yeah, let's do that now.
I don't think we did. I think the dude died of natural causes. I think like what Patrice said for the most part was true. I mean, this is someone we were in cahoots with.
Now let's
15 years
yeah,
ago.
Let's
no, lay right, down, no 20 years ago. 25.
Let's lay down a little preface for this. Like, I thought the fallout from the Bin Laden incident would kind of be just a left-right party thing, where the left is like, this is how you do it. Look, our smart warfare, we got the guy. Your stupid warfare, we're like in two S wars that will never end in a million years. So go Obama, screw Bush. And then I thought the right would be a little like, F you, it was all of Bush's work that led up to this.
Isn't that kind of what they're saying, though?
For me, the bigger split has been guys who are just on board with everything that's happened and they're taking it as face value. And then guys like you're saying are like,
conspiracy
Mother Effer's been dead for years. Hold on. We have a caller. And there's no way this will derail the show. Hello, caller.
Hey, oh. Richard.
Hi, Rich Killian. What's up? We're discussing some politics. I know you love that.
That's why I called, but I can't really hear you at all, and I don't know. You think you need to put me on the feed there or something?
Oh, hold on. Better?
No.
This is as good as it's going to get.
How about that?
Now it's okay. Now it's okay.
All right, so what did you want to talk about, man? We're just discussing
Sarah Bin Laden.
Who's your producer, Baba Buhai Jr.?
Okay. What's up, man? I'm gonna have to cut you loose in a sec.
No, wait. I was gonna. I read a lot about. I had Will's reaction at first, and then I just wanted to say, like, I went to just reading about how it went down and like kind of the fun of how exactly. It's like Will actually had a really good point. It's like just like grown-ups playing war, and how like all of, like the crap around that went down. And I've actually read a ton about it.
Uh-huh.
So if you're wondering about the whole unarmed aspect, it's all so ridiculous because it's literally like he didn't have arms one way or the other.
Okay.
And it's literally just about spin. Like he could have been sitting on the toilet and like looking at them, and they would have been legally within their rights according to U.S. law to just shoot him in the head because of his previous act.
Well, this whole thing is illegal already. We're just bursting into another country without permission.
Yeah.
That's why we had to use choppers that can't be picked up. So the government didn't know what happened until it happened.
No, it's all 100% legal because, like, I mean, the law has been made. It's like, yes, we are allowed to go into Pakistan to chase terrorists. Like, we've been doing it for years.
Uh-huh.
So everyone, like, just doesn't realize we've been doing it, and this is more high profile. Like, oh, my gosh, we went into a different country. But it's like, yeah, we do that all the time. Like, we give them $5 billion to Pakistan.
Yeah, but can you
do that.
Imagine the outrage if, like, some Arab nation
yeah.
broke into here
no,
and, like, kidnapped Bill
way.
Clinton or something?
And don't get me wrong. I think
it's... I'll be like, well, that's our treaty.
That is funny. That is exactly what Chomsky said.
Really? Yeah. No, imagine the outrage.
We are bullies.
If China sent two stealth choppers in here and, like, we killed Obama.
No, it's okay for us to steal your lunch money.
And we dumped his corpse in the Atlantic. It's just funny how it cuts both ways. And don't get me wrong, I'm glad this dude's dead. I think it's awesome what we did. That still gives me a chubby, although it's diminished. It's like having sex with the same woman over and over. It wears off after a while. But yeah, just think if the shoe were on the other foot.
Oh,
you would be flipping your ass right now.
I think it's funny that Will has the same insight that like the Nobel laureate like MIT professor of 60 years.
hey, man.
Blog.
It is. If you look at the big picture, this is all just ridiculous.
Look past the dick jokes. You've got the mind of the century in the studio over here.
Yeah, Chomsky said, what if, no, they said, what if, terrorists or some other country flew into Texas, took George Bush from his ranch, shot him in the head, and dumped him in the ocean
yeah.
for his war crime, and then. But that he one-ups it. He one-ups Will, where he says they would be more justified in doing that because he has actually killed lots of people.
And I mean, that is... That's when you're getting completely bleeding heart and you don't want to play for the home team even a little bit.
Exactly. Well, yes, that's like 100% objective, cold, like, what are aliens going to think if they land? But, you know, yes, Bush killed, like, is responsible for Iraq, but it's like no context, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, again, like I said, all my research comes from hearing Patrice O'Neill on Opie and
Brilliant
Anthony.
Comedian.
Yeah, I mean, very smart, but it's really like, he made a great point. It's like, Americans like to think, oh, they hate us because we get to have premarital sex and we have all these freedoms and all this materialism. And that might be a small part of it. They hate us, really, because we have a hand in supporting, like, these terrible, dictators who are just our puppets and don't have the interests of their own country in mind. They're in our pocket, so they have America's best interests in mind.
Yeah.
So we're basically like their slave masters.
Like, imagine
of course they hate us.
Back to China, because China essentially owns us by this point. Imagine at some point we then get a president whose foremost interest is China, helping out China at the expense of us.
Yeah, you're like, you're selling us out, man.
You would lose your mind.
So...
Won't be long.
Yeah, oh no, 10, 15 years.
How do they not own us by now?
They kind of do.
I was going to say, because, yeah...
And
also
their food is delicious, and most guys would bang an Asian chick, so it's just a matter of time.
We know
they own us, but they don't. But they don't want us to fail because because
we owe them so much money.
Yeah,
half of their wealth is just saying how much we goddamn owe them.
That's what they're saying now, because there's no gold standard anymore. Money means nothing. It's debt standard. So it's like, if we owe China $50 billion,
they say we're worth $50 billion
plus whatever they actually have. Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
That's
pretty
much it, but the reality is America's kind of a better country. Like,
oh, we rule. We still rule.
I'm like the last person to say that. Like, but like, you know, a lot of people in China would like to get the hell out of there.
Screw China. At the end of the day, China is a toilet with cooked books. There's still a bunch of goldfish tenders for the most part. F them.
I mean, we're not sending baby girls down the river in wicker baskets just yet.
Yeah.
But we do have 16 and pregnant. So it's like, you know, what do you want?
Good line.
No.
Do you want baby in a basket or Amber Portwood or whatever her fat name is to be a celebrity?
No, my take on it, America's the crappiest country out there except for all the other countries. Like, we're all bad.
That's true. When we went to Greece and Germany,
it's just you're begging to be back on your home soil.
It's nice
but
to have
when you're here. It sucks ass.
Paved roads.
I don't feel that way. I just mean we have more potential in like what like resources and crap like that. I would rather go to China and hang out and eat good food. I hate the food here.
There's no good food in China. It's all radioactive.
It's
Do you know how dirty their water is over there?
I think dogs taste really good, man.
I thought that was Korea.
Poor people anywhere. It's just they got kind of stuck with it.
All right. Well, sir, thank you for calling in. We will bump you off now.
All right. I will keep listening on my road trip. I want to say I'm like 2 hours late to meeting someone just so I can listen to you on the road.
Where are you? I was going to say, it sounds like you're calling from the Badlands. And that's where we're located.
He's just calling from an AT&T phone.
Yeah, that's probably it. No, I am on my way to Jordan, so I have to cross through savannas and tundras.
Jesus Christ.
So what, you're somewhere out on 7?
Yeah. You just way
on,
down.
I'm 50.
Oh, so you like barely made the trip.
No, I'm taking it the whole way. I'm going through the like where all the rich senators live. It's actually kind of fascinating.
Yeah. Middleburg.
Yeah. Middleburg, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall lives in Middleburg?
Yeah.
Just so you feel better, gas is $4.25 out here.
Kill me now. All right.
Dude, it's going past $4 pretty much everywhere here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Later.
Later.
Good old Killian. I'm actually bringing it with a decent call, which ate up a lot of time, which I'm happy about because we are just
treading
water
politics,
today.
But
he loves it.
I mean, honestly, I agree with most of what Patrice said. Like, I think we were in cahoots with this guy. We made a deal with
him.
So
you are buying into the conspiracy thing now. And I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy theories, the first of which...
It's a bit different. I don't buy the whole on ice thing. Like, this guy is just with Ted Williams and Walt Disney. just chilling in a cryogenic chamber somewhere waiting to be thawed out at an opportune moment.
I did not know that we had that one going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's people who said, remember, like, he mentioned...
I thought, really, the rumor was, and kind of spurred on by the whole, yeah, we took his corpse and we just chucked it in the goddamn ocean. Because that's a little convenient.
Flushed him like cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little, hey, there's no evidence, what the hell's going on here. But I thought, really, the only conspiracy theory was he's been dead a while.
Right. I mean, maybe not even...
We kind of pulled this out of our ass, which is, if you're going by that, why not wait a year?
Till election?
Yeah, I mean, if Obama's in power and he can pull this ish whenever he wants, wouldn't you bust it out, like, the instant the Republican, you know, nominee gets some sort of momentum and you're like, oh, by the way, I killed bin Laden?
That was their defense, and it makes sense because obviously, like, whatever boost he has in the polls is not going to last until
people
the 2012
are morons.
Election.
Morons. We'll forget.
We've already stopped caring.
What,
yeah.
I'm doing a show. What are we talking about? That's how little
something
I...
that happened 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
Is now ancient history.
I know. I feel like I'm talking about goddamn Socrates and Plato right now. That's how relevant it is.
I mean, so it's not the most opportune time. Like they said, he just brought out the birth certificate, so that was like another boost for him because people have been bugging him about that.
Like that should have been a big enough FU.
So
I mean, it's weird that he's, if it is what people are saying in terms of,
I don't buy the freezing and all that. I think,
well, why would we freeze him?
I don't know. I mean, again, just if you're going to parade the body around. But they didn't, so that's why I don't get. To me,
I hadn't even heard the freezing thing. What are the people who are saying? Now, is it like the quote-unquote terrorists have frozen him?
No, we did. Like, either we killed him or he died of natural causes, like, back in 2007 or even earlier. Because Alex Jones, you know, that a-hole who's talking about Charlie Sheen.
Who,
like,
by the way,
when I was at Charlie's house.
Exactly. I don't care what you want to say about him in terms of doing a good show when it comes to this conspiracy crap. He could not be an ishier interviewer.
Yeah. He's like Stash from 98 Rock. I think I'm missing that.
I mean, yeah. Props to his producer for managing to hide the echo on the fact that Alex was broadcasting from in Charlie's ass on that whole thing.
No, like, I think it was the same as, like, Stash and, was it Handsome Dan from Wayne's World 2?
Yeah.
It's like, let the guy talk and say, yeah, that's right. Okay.
I mean, every comment was like, hey, remember this time you let me do that at your house?
God, that was awful.
Remember that time I smelled your fingers, Charlie? That was great.
Oh.
And Charlie's, this is the first time, like, Charlie was saying ish, like, warlock and half of the dumb stuff that's.
No, it was the catalyst.
Entered, you know, popular culture. God help us all.
And again, already
forgot.
And
Alex Jones is commenting on none of this, and yet he's some brilliant broadcaster.
No, because he probably didn't want to piss
him off.
Obviously,
we're not the gold standard, but we're on a crappy little public station. I mean, come the hell on. Exactly. He's as big a fake as anyone else. When actually confronted with anyone, he crawls up there. If Obama ever went on this guy's show, he'd be like, you're not so bad. You get a bum rap.
I hate anyone who caves when they're finally confronted face to face.
That is maybe
everyone.
The best. Yeah.
But,
pretty much.
But
I was going to say O and A, but they're as guilty of it as anyone.
Oh, yeah. No, they do.
At least they're open
they
about
it. They admit
it.
Yeah. Like when Whoopi Goldberg comes in if they've been talking ish about it for weeks.
Love Sistrack, too.
Yeah, pretty much. But, no, my gripe with Alex Jones is the same gripe I have with, like, CNN or whatever. If you're going to have a 24-hour news network or a show where you do 20 hours a week and it's all conspiracy theories,
yeah,
at a certain point, you're just going to have to start manufacturing stuff to fill that time.
Yeah.
There's not 24 hours worth of news happening a day, and there's not 20 hours a week of conspiracy.
To me, it also becomes a bit of a nut-up or shut-up scenario.
It's
like, how much crap can you come up with before, like, give me a shred of something, goddammit?
Yeah.
You can only pull so much out of your ass before it's like, wouldn't you want to lick a proof to any of this?
So they do have some proof of, like, Madeleine Albright allegedly telling some guy Bin Laden was dead years ago. I forgot exactly how long.
Maybe she was just at a bar trying to get laid.
No, it was like backstage at a Fox News thing. So, like, right before she was supposed to go out.
What, just some banter with one of the grips or something?
Pretty much, yeah. That's his proof right there. But the other one is what Patrice mentioned, which is like the Pakistani prime minister, like in 2007 or something,
yeah,
said Bin Laden was dead. And they just rubbed her out immediately.
Just gone, really. Yeah.
Like, you're not letting that one slip. No, she says something like, I don't know if it's on TV or what. She's like, Bin Laden is dead. And boom, dead, gone, finito.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if that's
For the most part, though, I'm asking you because we don't talk about anything of substance off the air.
That's true.
It's really like, what do you want to eat? Yeah. I don't care. Let's watch Simpsons. And that's it. Do you more buy into Team America, F yeah, and you kind of think this is what happened? Or no. Are you... So you are like, something's up. Something's rotten in Denmark.
No,
what is your
way.
Take on it?
If they say he's been, quote-unquote, hiding in plain sight, that is complete bull-ass. The reason he was allowed to live at that compound is because we put him up there. I think...
Now, this begs the question... I've heard a little bit on this, but to those listening, why would we be putting this dude who did so many bad things to our country up in a compound?
I don't know the expression if it's like a wild goose chase. It's just he's basically the mascot for evil. And I think the agreement was, all right, we're going to pretend we're chasing you. You stay here. Don't do anything else. Release your stupid tapes or whatever, but don't actually do anything. And then when you die of natural causes, we're going to act like we shot you.
Now, are you saying that even 9/11 was an inside job? Or, like, that was legit?
No, because I don't see what America had to gain from 9/11.
Okay.
Obviously, it didn't...
And people would counter with the whole sweeping, we get to crack down more on our own citizens type thing, and we have excuses to go over east and
that seems
fight
needlessly
over
excessive, because since then... Our economy obviously has not improved, and the price of oil has not improved since we've invaded those countries.
We haven't exactly reaped a lot of benefits.
But then again, I mean, I'm sure Dick Cheney and Bush are making a hell of a lot of money off gas.
That would be my counter, if you want to buy into that, is like, why do they care if the whole country's doing well? They would see if their portfolio is doing well.
I'd like to think that no one is that sinister.
Okay.
Honestly, to just say that. I mean, it always struck me as kind of funny that people would be able to hijack four planes simultaneously, successfully.
Really? Okay.
Dude, try to hijack one plane. Like, let's try that on Thursday or whenever we leave for Vegas.
I hope no one tries that. Either way.
You know what I'm saying?
Going.
Like, and with box cutters? I mean, I realize it's a whole different era back then, but why was security so lax that you allowed mother effers with box cutters to get on the plane in the first place? You really thought that was acceptable? I mean, were you packing your ish in the middle of the flight? It doesn't make sense. Like, why would that ever be permitted?
Maybe you just had a pallet of candy bars you wanted to tear through.
It's just... So, I mean, that's
why so
fishy
cynical
to me, but...
Okay, so overall, you're against it. I'm the other side of the coin. Overall, I buy it. You know why I buy it? Because if people are that organized and that able to pull off this crap under our noses, we're screwed anyhow. They won. What a multiple. Hello. Caller.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Nixter. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am well.
You are well?
I am well. I am with our Lord and Savior Jesus in heart, body, and mind. Continue.
Wow. All right. So then you're an altar boy and he's a priest. Is that how that works?
Something like that. Oh, what's up? How
are
you doing?
Are you by yourself today?
No, I got Will. Kate is busy. I don't know what Kate's doing.
I think she's having a senator's sausage, if I understood her tweet correctly.
Yeah, that was the tweet. I think she's actually teaching one of her stripper whore classes or whatever the hell she does.
Stripper whore classes.
Yes, how to be a stripper whore.
She's not that good.
Hi, Will. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Nice to hear your voice today.
Such a well-behaved young man.
You haven't been listening, then.
I haven't, actually.
It's okay. It's been maybe the most boring episode we've ever recorded, and yet I'm kind of proud of it. We're discussing Bin Laden and conspiracy theories. Without a hint of humor to it, I might add.
Or research.
Yeah.
So it's neither funny nor informed.
I was very nervous, though, when I heard about the porn collection, because then I thought to myself, if they ever wanted to bomb a compound thinking somebody was there and they had, like, bad hair, you know, maybe didn't shower a lot and had a lot of porn, they might find you accidentally.
It's true.
So, you know, you're going to have to start that, you know.
All my porn's on hard drive. Was this like an old school box you kept under the bed porn collection? I just started hearing whispers of this
on
for those.
TMZ.
Yeah, apparently they found what porn with Bin Laden in the compound.
Yeah, it's
I don't know. I don't think they specified. I think they said it was digital.
I mean, whenever you...
Would the irony be if it was Suicide Girls porn?
You know, best believe that. It's like... White women.
Oh, I was just going to... Do you really think it's like Arab
Pre-array.
Girls going wild? Yeah. It is the blondest of Hitler youth looking crap. And isn't that one of the Bang Bros sites, by the way? Or
what?
One of those networks? There's something with
Indian?
Chicks... Nah, something with chicks getting out of burkas, like Muslim girls going wild or something like that.
There's not such a thing.
Oh, there is. And it's really cheesy because they just get a bunch of Spanish broads. And, like, the performer's name is like, here's, Alexandra Rios getting naked. And you're like, oh, she's not a Muslim. This doesn't even count.
No, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Look harder.
Google search it.
Exactly.
You can find anything on Google.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, that's been the crux of it. And then afterward, we're going to discuss a wedding I went to.
Really?
Yeah.
When was your wedding?
Last week.
Mine was, too.
Yeah, I remember. Didn't we kind of talk about that?
Like the week before. Did you catch the bouquet?
No.
Oh.
Nothing good happened.
No?
The only good thing that happened...
You nail a chick against the door like Sonny Corleone.
Exactly. I banged the big, fat pig while Tom Hagen stood watch.
Wow.
No. How about you? Any final thoughts? How was your show, by the way, with Colin?
That's kind of why I was calling. It was amazing.
Oh, God, I'm good like that.
Queen
yeah, I know.
Of self-promotion.
Well, listen, if I don't whore myself out,
thank
who
you.
Will?
Thank you. You got to be your own biggest whore.
Papa knows this more than anybody.
So what exactly went down?
We got to the club. It was sold out.
Nice. How big a club are we talking?
Like 200 and some people, maybe?
That's pretty good size.
Yeah.
That is Jam and Java sized for
yeah.
some local perspective.
Yeah, for Long Island, it's not bad.
Okay.
Strong Island?
Yeah, Strong Island, no. No. I'm not a Guidette or a Guido. That is unacceptable terminology. And then we got there. The host started it off, Yami.
I already hate him or her.
It's a her.
Is she hot?
Large black girl. She's funny as hell.
That's a no.
Continue.
That's a big negatory.
Wow. Yeah. There's no need to be rude. And then they had a
Yami's
local...
not listening in, is she?
And then they had a local guy go on after her and, like, do the first set. And then I went up and then Colin went up.
Wow. Right yeah. before.
Yeah. It chose spot.
How much material do you have at this point? Because I know you do stand up, what, like once a week, which I should do if I were not a bum about it?
I don't know. I kind of have... like maybe like 30 to 45 minutes worth of material, and then it just
impressive.
Depends on what I want to like talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So last night I did most of the, you know, kind of guy bashing stuff, but it's not really guy bashing.
Do your bit now.
Yeah, perform.
Well, you know, I ask, you know, why men think it's a good idea or when men started to think it was a good idea to start talking to women after sex, because if they did their job right, you know, I'd be kind of tired.
Okay.
I compare, you know, how men should not be compared to dogs. It's not fair for women to do that because, yes, there are similarities where you guys take up all the space in the bed, you piss wherever you think you want to piss, and you scratch yourselves. However, men are not dogs because dogs are better because you can train them.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that. But it's funnier when there's a room full of people and I've worked into the material instead of being told, like, dance, puppet, dance.
Do it now.
I know.
Twice as fast.
I had plenty of material in 1985.
Wow, that was excellent.
Thank you.
That is Gilbert Gottfried as Jerry Seinfeld.
I have no idea. I actually called, too, because are you guys, we're 2 weeks to D-Day. Are you guys coming up for the party?
I still, pretty much, it's one of those things where all three of us have to convene and actually do it.
I think it should happen. Well, there's going to be plenty of...
Just say whores.
All right. Yeah, there's going to be plenty of whores there.
Disease-free skanks.
Yes, they're all disease-free.
Will's in.
Good-looking?
Yes.
Will's
I don't
in.
Have ugly friends.
Will's in.
And I don't have fat friends.
Put up some pictures now.
I have pictures of all my friends on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm not friends with you on
List
Facebook.
List some names.
Well, then maybe you need to be friends with me on the book.
We need a name.
All right, Nick. Well,
oh my God,
thank you for calling.
That was like Ivan Drago, like channeled by Satan. What was that?
That's Hop Sing from Seinfeld.
Oh my God, that was scary. I might cry a little bit here.
The most popular sitcom of all time.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. You just, yeah.
All right, Nick.
We have Jerry Seinfeld in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, is that it? Maybe you should bring Bill Cosby in next.
Atomic.
Oh, God damn. Let me see if I can, let me see if I can do.
Or Rodney Dangerfield. If you put on blackface and I can watch that on the little tube TV thing you have on the website, that would be amazing.
God, I can't remember how to do Cosby.
Well, the thing about the pudding.
Oh, I mean, I want to do what Norton did on Open
Air. Yeah, no one actually does Cosby. That's what I love. It's all impressions of impressions.
You got the pudding popping, the pudding popping, the flavor in the jello.
It's literally just,
you ever notice how a black woman's P-word looks like a sideways wallet?
You sound like a friggin' hick from Alabama trying to do Bill Cosby. It's amazing. Yeah.
None of us care to do impressions, at least not well. It's just something you do while watching TV together.
The only impression I can do well is Cartman, and I can't even do that right
now.
Do
it.
I can't do
it. Do it. Do it.
I mean, wow. Whoa.
Shades of last night.
Oh, my God. It's like, yes. Yeah,
put
like,
out, bitch.
Good Lord. Nobody yelled at me to do it. In a
Are
really
you at work
time.
Right now?
What the hell? This?
That was like the office
Are
space, right?
Are you at a call center?
No, I'm not at a call center. I'm not at a call center.
Corporate accounts payable. Just a
moment. Just a moment. Just a moment.
Hey, skinny guys, I'm getting him.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's it.
I remember Mark McCarron from high school could do it very well. Just a quick side note.
Just so you know, this guy who you've never met and have no idea what he looks like does a great Cartman.
Yeah. In ninth grade.
My God.
Like a decade ago. All right, youngins.
All right, take care, Nick.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There we go. We're nearing the home stretch, Will. Only 15 more minutes and we're Vegas bound.
Well, I don't know. Still dissect Bin Laden or move
No, on? I want to talk about the wedding.
All right.
The wedding I attended. Will?
Yes.
Have you ever actually been to an adult wedding with one of your friends?
Well, just like Jerry and Carly's.
That's it. And you weren't even like in the wedding party or anything like that.
No, but I think I have to be with Justin if he makes it.
What do you mean, if he makes it?
I don't know. I mean, they haven't set a date.
But he's engaged to his chick, Justin being your singer, so a close friend. Enough where you'd probably, like you said, be in the wedding party?
Yeah, no, he told me, so.
You gotta do it.
Really?
Yeah, it is some once-in-a-lifetime crap, man. It's pretty good.
How so? It seems like all terrible, unless you, like, nail a bridesmaid or something.
Okay. You think that would be the only perk. But it's kind of cool just having this insight into what's going on with, well, I'd say normal people. Justin's kind of like us.
I mean, I'm a fan of anything with free food. And I remember from Jerry's wedding getting like that tray of brisket to bring home.
That was amazing. And did we not also steal an entire tray of like a blueberry cobbler, as I recall?
You did. I think back then I wasn't eating that kind of crap, but.
And now you are.
Yes.
And now you're just disgustingly fat. Yeah. Have you gained a single pound even though you now eat crap?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, good, because I'm working out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to be, like, 155, almost 150.
What are you now?
Like, 175.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Glad you put some muscle mass on that frame.
I don't know how long, like, over what time frame that was, but, yeah.
Okay. I was at my friend Brian Carr's wedding last week, and that's why we missed the show, and we didn't get to pre-record, unfortunately. It was one of those deals that's a little strange to me because Brian's one of those guys, tell me if you have this in your life, where you like him a lot, great person, and whenever you hang out, you're like, we need to do this more, but you hang out like once a year, twice a year, man.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your schedules and stuff. I never really hang out with anyone.
That's true. Okay.
Less people you don't want to have sex with, so. Men's cachet instantly goes down.
Go back to when you lived a semi-reasonable life. Did you have people you hung out with, and this was the case? You just didn't see them that much, and any time you did, you always had a great time.
I don't do anything fun anymore.
God, just, you do this show. How's that for an answer?
I mean, God, I'm trying to think, like, I mean, I like hanging out with Dew, because he's one of the few people, like, go to strip clubs with me, but...
such a horrible, horrible window. Okay. You hang out with Drew or do twice a year, right?
Probably not even that anymore because he moved. But
okay, but anytime you see him, it's kind of, we should do this more.
No, we used to do it a lot.
Oh, this is pulling teeth right now. Okay, we'll just pretend. You have a friend named Hypothetical.
I don't enjoy men's company, really. Unless they're accompanying me to strip clubs so I don't feel pathetic and lonely.
Okay, all right. Well, Brian, I don't see enough of. I like him anytime I see him. He invited me about a year ago to be a groomsman to his wedding.
God, that's how much planning goes in this crap. A year?
Easily a year.
Jesus Christ.
It was pretty hardcore. And I'm cheap. Brian's cheap. My first thought is, how much is this going to cost me? The first line out of his mouth is, don't worry, you'll probably be able to eat enough food to recoup the losses.
So wasn't the stifler like, can I plan the bachelor party?
No, there was like the bachelor party I didn't even attend because I work on weekends, and it was also just incredibly lame.
Did it involve strippers?
No.
What is this?
It was like a guy's weekend down to the Outer Banks or something like that.
Jesus
Christ. So I didn't even participate in that because I'm like, it's going to cost me money. It's going to be a couple days out of work.
At least with Justin, I hope we're going to get just like some hookers and like see how badly we can defile them for money.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be a real bachelor party. I can't believe women are now, like,
it'll be
essing
like,
on that. Like, I'm not having gay strippers. Why don't you have some woman rubbing her titties in her face?
Seriously, if your husband didn't penetrate the chick, then anything else should be in bounds. And really,
you're already going to ruin his life.
Yeah.
Let him have one night of fun.
I mean, I thought the whole ritual was the guy gets to bang a hooker.
I mean, yeah, I suppose he won last night.
I thought,
freedom.
Yeah, it was a wink-wink stripper.
No, usually any stripper who comes to the house to perform is a hooker.
Really?
Dude, even like, it was like strippers at strip clubs wouldn't do that.
Well, I mean, they are dirty. How many? I can't say whore again because it'll sound like I know no other words. It's like the 10th time I'm uttering whore today.
Trollop.
This tramp. They are mostly... You're doing something vile for money.
They all do. In one capacity or another.
It's pulling teeth, but it's fun today. I don't care. I'm just saying, a bachelor party without at least strippers is lame as crap, and you're not going to get me involved. And I know that sounds like something that should be coming out of your mouth.
No, I completely agree with that.
But, well, of course you do. Like I said, I knew you'd agree with that sentiment. I'm just saying... To me, it sounded lame to not have that going. Instead, they drank a lot. They went off together and they drank a lot, which sounds like it ends with all of them putting D and A.
Banana in the ass.
Yeah. They just lined up.
To the denouement.
Yeah. A conga line with D and the A, just plugging each other in.
Yeah, because even like if you're
like a stack of flip cups.
With a bunch of guys, doesn't one of them be like, hey, let's go to a strip club? Like,
you'd
at
think.
Once? Like, or during that night?
I mean, at the very least, something V-related should pop up. Like, let's go out and get some.
Exactly.
But I think this was just a bunch of guys drinking together, and it culminated in one of them vomiting all over the rest of them. So I'm like, thank God I didn't go.
How is that any different from the way you behave when you're, like, in high school?
There isn't much. You can drink legally. That's the only difference.
Yeah, and also, once you're an adult, you're supposed to be able to go to a strip club. And, I don't know, just the whole ritual.
So, pretty much, I had been not in the loop for any of it. I missed the bachelor party, which had been easily a month out. I want to say 2 months before the wedding date.
That's weird, too.
I finally get my stupid tux.
Isn't it supposed to be, like, the night before?
That's what
I... So you show up for your wedding just smelling like you ate a can of tuna from the bottom shelf?
Yeah, just sweating out bourbon. With the glaze on your face still.
Smelling your fingers in the wedding picture.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're giving each other a piece of wedding cake, and you're also doing the... as you do it. But I get my tux, and it's a two-part thing. Because I'm in the party, I have to go there Friday night for rehearsal dinner, and then Saturday night is your actual ceremony, and then the celebration afterward.
Ugh.
So Friday I go out, and I'm just... I'm eyeing what exactly I can do. As a guy who's not a veteran of weddings, I thought, like you said, it kind of is, I imagined, a bit of a an orgy with regards to the bridesmaids.
All panicking that they're not the bride. Unless they're already all married.
And that's where we were C-blocked. Step one. It was great because one of the bridesmaids kind of acquired the reputation as the hoary one.
Yeah.
There was the hot one and the hoary one.
What did the hoary one look like?
Not the hot one.
But like a dumpster fire? Or...
I'm trying to come up with a synonym for average, but let's go with average. She was very, very average.
Fat?
No, there just was no beef. Not like that
not
big...
a spectacular lid.
Not that big... Yeah. Not that goddamn lineman that they have in Bridesmaids. Have you seen that thing in the preview? With Irish last name?
Like we talked about... I can't remember, but just seeing that stand-up movie poster when you go to the theater.
Yeah.
I just want to kick it. Like run up to it and just kick them in the seas.
All six.
With their stupid expressions on their face.
Yeah.
And they doll them up or Photoshop them so much, I didn't even notice one of them's ugly-ass Kristen wig.
Yeah.
Because they make them look good in that picture. At least most of them, anyway.
Getting back to my bridesmaids, a couple were very bangable, but all of them had either serious boyfriends or husbands who were all there on, like, the other side of the aisle looking like Ken dolls. If this were an 80s movie, they'd be, like, picking on us. And then in the end, we'd get their chicks and get their frat disbarred from the university. But everyone's taken. I think even the quote-unquote hoary one was taken. And everyone was just taking passes at the hot one anyhow. We could have cared less. Nice. We all wanted it to work out.
What did she look like?
Carmen Electra coloring. Like light eyes, tan skin. Very 36, 24, 36. Like especially...
Big toes?
Yeah. Especially Friday when she wasn't in the bridesmaid dress. And it was like,
clothes.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, this is what I know will accentuate my thing. It was sick. Like, seriously, it was like you expected some Jessica Rabbit, like slow trumpet music playing in the background.
Any pictures?
Like some sexy. I'll punch some up for you later. I mean, she was just, everyone was like, I want that. And tux pants are horrible for hiding an erection. Any soft pant like that, it just goes right up like a turkey thermometer, man. Nothing to hide. So that's kind of how we got through Friday. A lot of drinking. This will shock you, but white people love their drinking. I guess everyone loves their
drinking.
Where
was it held?
We had a rehearsal at a church at Fairfax Presbyterian, I believe. Something like that. Fairfax Methodist. One of those white things that we didn't get to do as kids.
Where is it in Fairfax?
Right next to JFK. Very close to JFK.
Yeah.
Right next to the Hooters.
Like
one street up from Hooters. I'll point it out to you sometime.
Yeah. No, I'm not ringing a bell.
But after the dinner, or after the rehearsal, we go to dinner at McCormick and Schmick's.
Nice.
And in the back of my head, I'm like, I'm really doing the math. I'm like, I'm out 160 for the tux. And Brian's so good about that.
You're
he's
going
actually,
to eat your debt.
He's subsidizing at $30, so I'm out $130. And I'm going to pull a Goodfellas and just give him $100 in an envelope as the present. Because who wants a goddamn blender? So that's I'm out $230. But with McCormick and Schmick's, that's like a $50 meal, right? Minimum?
Minimum, yeah, man. I'd go for the surf and turf there.
Yeah, well, I had a big bloody slab of meat. I had whiskey. I had an Oreo cheesecake. So in my head, I'm just ticking this up. I had appetizers. I'm like, that was like $80 worth of food. I could actually break even on this son of a bitch. But I was just shocked the whole time at how much booze all the guys were consuming. Now, are you... If you're like me, man, and I know all the meat is off the market, I'm not really drinking.
I don't know why you would drink to try to pick them up anyway.
You got to drink a little as a social lubricant, just to take the stick out of your ass a little bit.
I know how to be social because I don't drink at all anymore. And being sober is always the upper hand because you can act. You seem so much more intelligent and charming.
See, I
need
to be
thinking so much quicker than they are.
I need to be just drunk enough to forget how dreadful I think I am, and then I'm perfect. I am bulletproof with like 2 to 3 drinks in me.
Like, your opinion of yourself doesn't matter, though. I mean, honestly, like, if you can get someone laughing, you've got them, pretty much.
Well, that's true, but
yeah,
I want
them on your side.
I need them laughing, and then I need to not hate myself enough that I can go in for the kill. I don't need them laughing and then thinking to myself, oh, you broke short dick MF. Get out of there. You don't deserve it. And then you skeet at. No. If I drink enough, that voice goes away. And I'm like, she actually does like me. And then I'll hit it.
So what happened?
I was just puzzled. People are chugging, but no one's trying to bang these chicks. Booze tastes like ass. It costs money. It leaves you hungover. People still love it, though. I don't get it, Will.
Well, were the other groomsmen, like, all friends? Like, did they all know each other?
Yeah. And I knew a couple. It shocked me at the amount of liquor getting put down. You'd figure it was maybe the groom doing it.
Are they Irish?
Yeah. Yeah. Most of them.
There you go.
I know. I didn't want to boil it down to just that.
No, it's pretty much just that.
White people love their booze, man. I do not get it. And especially the next day, we meet up at 11:30. And I had been sick the night before of answering, hey, why aren't you drinking? Why aren't you drinking? So finally I did have a couple just to shut everyone up.
Yeah.
Just easier to walk around with a whiskey tumbler full of it. You know, looks kind of badass too, if I do say so myself.
The hell's a whiskey tumbler?
I think that's what you just call a little whiskey glass. I could be so wrong on that.
I don't know.
The next day we meet, we're drinking by 11:30 in the morning.
The wedding day?
Yeah. The wedding day. We are
including Brian?
Oh, including Brian. We're drinking beer. I'm starting the whiskey early. We then do a round of shots. We're drinking on the way over there.
Were these frat people?
I don't know. I don't think they were all that fratty.
Do they live in Arlington and or DC?
No, that to us as being adult, they've already grown past that. Like, they're now moved back to the burbs to live a real life. And it's just like this college mentality has never died.
That's what my point was. Usually it's like the Arlington people at this point. It's like you never grew out of college.
Just to keep – and I was – don't get me wrong. I had a nice buzz going the whole day, but I was far more sober than a lot of people. I was drinking from 11:30 a.m. pretty much straight through till 2 in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
It just didn't stop flowing, dude.
I remember the last time I did that, it was probably when I was at USC. We were doing that with 151.
You couldn't do it legally.
And
like, the instant I could drink legally, it ceased to hold any fascination.
Yeah, the next morning, it was just piles of vomit all over the apartment. You had to watch out for, like, a minefield. This Russian guy from New York I knew, like, we're going out in the courtyard of the apartment. So, yeah, this was, like, at 10 o'clock in the morning. Like, people still had class. And he was just, like, breathing 151 into a lighter and doing, like, the effing circus trick of, like, blowing these clouds of flame.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's no RAs around or anyone to care. I mean, at least that's what we thought. But apparently there wasn't because I don't remember getting in trouble. And then later it was smoked, too. So at that point I started blacking out to the point I was time traveling. Just crawling around the streets of South Central L.A.
I kept getting the read that this wasn't so much it was a wedding, it was more just because it was Saturday. If that makes sense. It wasn't like...
The wedding's interrupting the drinking plan.
Yeah. Like, we should... They were almost pissed that there was an hour break while we had to sit inside a church. And couldn't... It just seemed... It was interesting, man. It was taking a trip back. And we have to peace out in like 2 seconds. But I want to leave you with this. The final wedding reception was held in the same hotel where our former school, our alma mater, Chantilly, was having its prom.
At the same time?
The same time. And every guy...
That is weird.
...to a man, at first, very jokingly, was like, let's pick up some prom girls. And as the night wore on and they got drunk... It went from joke to just, hey, bitch, come over here. I mean, screaming at 16, 17-year-old girls, the most profane crap.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wish that were on video, except I know the YouTube thing would be recorded and used against us in a court of law. Because this was like 30-year-old guys, we're sitting on a balcony with cigars, and guys far drunker than me are screaming like...
This is at the Hyatt Reston or whatever?
Hyatt Regency is screaming like, "You have great teas! Come over here, show me!" And the girl is just like...
Crying.
Dying inside. Like, a piece of her is being raped in front of me.
You've been dreaming about this night for like months, and you just ruin it in a second.
You're just murdering their innocence right in front of me. It was like watching baby seals get clubbed.
Oh, God. That's
and
good.
It didn't stop. It didn't. As they got drunker, it
you
just...
You should have pulled some of that, man.
Why? You can't. You can't.
Have a senior prom? A good chunk of them are going to be 18?
That's like a 1 in 3 chance.
Not really. I was 18 by that age. Most people are.
I think the girls are typically underclassmen that are.
Oh, yeah, because guys can't. Yeah, a lot. Either way, that's funny.
So it was a total crapshoot, man. I wasn't going to, not worth it. Funny memory. Very, very horrible and funny memory. But not worth it. All right, we've survived another shift. Somehow. God help us. Will.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in. Your Twitter handle's @BillyBasil if you want to hit up Will.
Yep. Just passed 1,000 followers today.
Nicely done. Congrats.
No thanks to this program.
Shut your goddamn dirty mouth. If you want to get a hold of me, John Papa Giorgio, my Twitter handle's @Papa's Basement. Again, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. We're live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, except for next week, where we will be in dirty, dirty Vegas. If you want to get archives of the show, as well as read my writing, it's inpapasbasement.com. Find us on Facebook at In Papa's Basement. And I think that's it for us.
Isn't the Facebook just Papa's Basement?
Yeah, you're right. God, it was rusty. It was rusty.
It don't matter.
Till 2 weeks. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.